Welcome to another installment of Mental Model Monday. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II. As an entrepreneur, especially in those early stages, you're signing an invisible contract for various roles on top of the ones that you knowingly committed to. And with any sort of ambition, comes on the opposite end, things, people, and ideas that you must let go. And one of those ideas is the standard definition understanding of work-life balance. Achieving a work-life balance sounds good on paper, just as a business plan often looks like perfection, until it's actually time to get on the playing field. Theory and application are on two opposite ends of the spectrum. Now, achieving the standard portrait of work-life balance as a business owner, as a driven, ambitious professional who's looking to make serious impact, it's not being realistic. Now, I'm not recommending that you work yourself into the ground. I'm not recommending that you pursue and achieve success at the expense of your health. But I am recommending that you let go of this standard idea of work-life balance. That's for regular people. Regular people have each area of life perfectly divided up like slices of cake. And that's because they're not trying to do extraordinary things. No shade at all at them. But it is what it is. It's in your DNA as an entrepreneur, as an ambitious professional who has the intent to make a deep and profound impact, to always be thinking about work. Which is why work-life balance isn't practical, as that preaches separation. People like me and you, not so much. It's a symbiotic relationship. Where I go, work goes. Where you go, your work goes. For people like us, a more realistic option is to seek harmony integration, to begin this process of making your work harmonize and integrate into all the other aspects of your life. I'm going to share two simple solutions for you. Number one, create work seasons. So when I was in college, I worked seasonal jobs unloading trucks during the holidays. While I didn't love my job, it helped to know that this particular job was only going to last a few weeks. Now, the notion of a deadline is something that I very much have brought along into my career as well. As entrepreneurs, ideas and things to do can quickly compound. And this is where life can begin to feel overwhelming. This is also where you find yourself taking on too many projects. This is also where you find yourself exhausted, but you power through it anyway. And unintentionally, life, often in the form of relationships, meaningful hobbies, and of course your health, they find themselves relegated to the sidelines. So what I want you to do to keep your work and life in harmony, limit your big projects and missions to only a handful. For example, I had a season where writing my book was the big objective, even though I had a bunch of other things that I wanted to work on. I don't have a large team. It's important for me to be precise with my actions. If you find yourself overworked, perhaps you're working on too many large projects at once, and you'll be better off to tackle just one at a time. The second thing to try is to create a weekly hierarchy list. If you're anything like me, you most likely enter each week, you're ready to conquer the world, only to have life happen in the form of an unexpected solution. Maybe it's 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 things, who knows? Now, a lesser emotionally intelligent form of myself would throw my hands up and say, this is just in my week, and I would let those negative moments affect me the whole week. I will start back over on Monday. However, now I have my weekly hierarchy list, and this is where objectives are ranked according to importance. A simple question to ask for your work is, if I only accomplished 2 to 3 things this week, what would the most impactful activities be that would propel my business forward? Now that you know these key actions, center them around important personal metrics such as your relationships and your fitness. If you happen to work your way down the list, great. If not, you're still going to feel like a success at the end of the week because you achieved those 2 to 3 key activities. So stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman.